Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the OpenStack Summit in Barcelona, and I'm here with Doug Coburn, Director of Sales and Sales Engineering at Iron.io. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a bit of a long title. I'm enjoying being here.
So why don't we just start with a background on Iron.io and your role in the cloud computing industry?
Sure, I'd love to. So we've been around for about 5 years and have been doing different things in the event-driven kind of space. That's kind of been our core architecture. Our co-founders, Chad and Travis, saw this as just as part of what they were doing in their normal consulting business. And they were doing things over and over again, where it was small kind of repetitive tasks that they kept having to build the same solution over and over again. So eventually they went and built a full platform for event-driven computing, which is what we call today the Iron Worker platform, where we're working with Intel and other partners within OpenStack in order to provide this functionality across those platforms.
Now, Iron.io participated in the Intel Cloud Day back in March. You guys talked about a collaboration with Intel. Can you put that in perspective of your broader organizational purview?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, actually. So we're working with Intel. The Snap technology is one that we're really interested in. I think Intel has a lot of interest. Being in event-based workloads, having the Snap technology and being able to have the kind of determine where workloads should go to is a fundamental part of the evolution of for Iron.io. We do workloads or functions in the cloud, and being able to choose the right kind of resources to run those on makes a huge difference to how we actually run our technology.
When you look at Snap, the technology that you're referencing, it's an open source telemetry framework. Why is that such a critical item for you in terms of being an open source solution? And what has it led to in terms of advancements of the Iron.io platform?
So historically, one of the things that comes up quite often from customers is, how do I determine where my workload should run? How do I decide what does that workload look like and what should it execute on? So historically, the end users had to do testing and optimization to determine what the workload is, how it's going to execute, and what kind of architecture it should run on. What we kind of envision using the Snap technology and the fact that it's open source and freely available allows us to be able to kind of do pre-processing to determine what that workload looks like, and behind the scenes, so it's transparent to the developers or users, be able to retarget that towards the right kind of architecture or infrastructure to actually execute the workload in an optimized manner.
I also know that you're working on bringing Iron.io to OpenStack, which is, of course, we're at the OpenStack Summit, so that's a key piece. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so part of that, we're looking to potentially contribute as a project or blueprint to the OpenStack. We have an open source initiative where we're going to be releasing what we're calling Iron Functions, and that'll be the initial version that we can then start to slot into OpenStack as potentially an additional project to be able to start fulfilling the microservices or event driven architecture that you don't really see in the OpenStack platform today.
What does that bring to customers who are actually utilizing OpenStack in their environments?
Yeah, so it brings a few things. One, I talk with a lot of customers, whether they're customers providing a private service or cloud service providers providing the service to other companies, and everybody talks now about Lambda functionality. It's pretty well known, and it's also a pretty big gap in the marketplace for OpenStack. When users are using AWS Lambda today, moving them to OpenStack, this is one of the things that comes up regularly. So being able to provide what we call the Iron Functions helps fill that gap and reduces one of the things that drives away adoption to this and helps bring users into the OpenStack world.
We're here in Barcelona at the OpenStack Summit. Tell me a little bit about Iron.io's plans here and how you're engaging with the community.
We're here mainly to be able to talk to other end users, vendors, companies, understand the trends in the marketplace for OpenStack, and be able to get a good view of where we should go and where we should fit into the actual OpenStack community. Some of the things that I've seen from working with customers directly is Lambda functionality in of itself isn't necessarily just what they're asking for. Potential workloads or actual use cases of how they actually use the technology might require further integrations. So understanding where those integrations need to happen helps us understand how we can contribute the most to the OpenStack community.
You mentioned customers. Where is IronIO in terms of driving deployments into customers? And what's the typical profile of an IronIO customer?
Actually, I would say most of the customers that we're working with in a pre-sales capacity happens to actually be on OpenStack. That's where we're seeing the most adoption because they want this Lambda functionality. What we're seeing from actual use cases, it tends to be simple ones. It might be using object storage, dropping files in, and having these small workloads actually process that. So it's an interesting type of use case, but it relies on integrations in order to actually trigger the IronIO service to actually do the processing of whatever kind of file.
Doug, thank you so much for being on the program today. For our listeners who are intrigued about the Iron functions and what IronIO is delivering to the marketplace, where would you send them for more information and to engage with the IronIO team?
Yeah, so I would definitely recommend people to check out iron.io, the actual website. We have on there some blogs that have some interesting information about these initiatives and strategies, and I would be checking it closely over the next couple weeks because there's going to be some new announcements.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your time.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.